Oh, yes.
All right. Now, if something you might have for breakfast, made with batter.
Like pancakes?
You ever call them anything besides pancakes?
Maybe a waffle or something like that.
No, I mean like a pancake.
Like a pancake? Uh-uh.
Did you ever hear them called flitters?
Not here.
All right. You have 1 pound of flour and you add one more, you have...
2 pounds.
All right. And the stuff that makes bread rise is...
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
And the color is...
The yolk is yellow.
All right. And you put the eggs in water for 3 minutes and then you have soft...
Soft eggs.
Soft boil. Yeah. And if you break the eggs, open in boiling water. You know what that's called?
Poached eggs.
Yeah. And some kind of meat you might have at breakfast with eggs.
What, bacon?
All right. Now, some other kinds of meat similar to bacon.
What, for breakfast would be, what, ham?
No, this isn't for breakfast. This is just meat that comes from the same part of the hog as bacon.
As bacon?
Women buy pieces of it sometimes, use it for seasoning.
Fat?
Yeah. Now, would you just call it fat, or would you...
Yeah.
Do you know either Midland, or... Do you know the term Midland meat?
Uh-huh.
Or fatback?
Fatback, yes.
Or streak of lean? Sow belly, any of these?
Fatback, yes.
All right. Bacon, now you buy bacon in packages, but if you get a piece of bacon about this long, you know, the people have to cut themselves. You know what that's called?
Uh-uh.
A what of bacon.
What, a yard of bacon or something?
Well, would you call it either a slab of bacon or a side of bacon or a middle of bacon?
I've heard side or slab.
All right. And pork that's salted and smoked.
Would be what, a ham or something?
Well, I was thinking it's either a smoked meat or smoked pork.
Well, smoked, yeah.
What do you call the edge of a bacon that might have been cut off? Or on a sausage, you know, you the part you
what, take. The end?
Yeah. Now, would you call that the rind or the skin or?
I've heard rind. Some people refer to skin.
All right. And that meat packed in a casing is called?
What, a package?
No, meat packed in a casing, like bologna or salami. Those are different kinds of what?
Of what, sandwich meats?
Yeah, but it's all right. How about pork? The kind of pork you have for, if you're going to have pork for breakfast, it's kind of ground up and made in patties sometimes, or sometimes in links.
A sausage?
Yeah, and the man who sells meat is a...
A butcher.
And if meat is left out too long, you'd say the meat is...
Spoiled.
And, you know what you call this stuff? It's made from the meat of a hog's head, ground up.
The brains or something like that?
Well, it's the skin and the ears and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever hear of souse?
Yeah.
How do you, what is that as you understand it?
Just the part of a pig.
What's the word?
What, souse?
Yeah, but you don't know, you don't have any any kind of a sausage made with the liver of an animal.
With the liver?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about liver sausage?
Have you ever heard of it?
Or blood sausage?
Huh.
Did you ever hear of scrapple? Or pawnhoss or cripple?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if butter is left out too long, you'd say the butter is...
Melted.
Yeah, but if it gets bad, you know.
You say it's spoiled.
All right. And milk that's allowed to thicken is...
What, curdled?
All right, and a kind of cheese that is looks something like that.
I can't think.
Well, this is a kind of cheese that comes in a you buy it at a store in a kind of a little carton. It's white. If you do it with a fork or spoon, you can.
I can't think of it. I don't know. Well, unless you're thinking something like blue cheese or something like that.
No, this is something that you have with salads.
I don't know.
Cottage.